W News, I'm Len Wells with a 7:15 edition of the news on Friday, the 20th of May. It is now 56, so we've got some light rain falling here at the studios of WFIW, and we do have about a 40% chance of rain today. As Bruce Dickey told us a little bit ago, checking the radar, that should blow out of here within the hour, and I hope that holds. And sunshine is our forecast for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and I'll have more on the WFIW weather forecast following this edition of the news. And it is time now for the news from the Mark Densmore Country Financial News Desk. Mark Densmore, located in Wayne City. In our news this morning, 37-year-old Eric L. Hall of Carmi has been sentenced to 10 years in prison after pleading guilty in Hamilton County Circuit Court at McLeansboro to three separate offenses: residential burglary, a Class 1 felony, possession of a stolen vehicle, a Class 2 felony, and theft, a Class 3 felony. Hall was sentenced to 10 years on the burglary conviction, 7 years on the possession of a stolen vehicle conviction, and 5 years for theft. And according to the Hamilton County State's Attorney Justin Hood, those sentences will all run concurrently. The case stems from an incident February 11th of this year when Hall, during a crime spree, stole a 2005 Chevy Blazer owned by Julie Tarrant from a location on South Marshall Street in McLeansboro. He then crashed that vehicle on Illinois Route 242 near Rube's Liquor Locker in Dahlgren. He then stole a 1998 Lincoln Continental from Robert Bond, crashed it near the intersection of the David Johnson residence on the Belle Prairie Road in Dahlgren. He then damaged the windows, front door, and garage door of the Johnson garage to get in there and steal Johnson's 2008 Ford Explorer. He then crashed the Explorer into a tree and finally was arrested by Hamilton County Sheriff's Deputies Cook and Lakin. Mr. Hall now remains in the White County Jail at Carmi until he is transferred to the Illinois Department of Corrections to begin serving his 10-year sentence. WFIW News, time 7:17.
Memorial Day is a time to celebrate and remember the special people you've had in your life. At the Watering Can in Albion, we've created beautiful memorial pieces for your loved one. Cemetery saddles, hanging baskets, and vases in spring and summer color palettes will show just how much you care. Stop by or call 445-3924. Special orders and delivery available. We're doing our best for you this Memorial Day at the Watering Can in Albion.
At B-Way Design and Decorating, our goal is to bring the latest in interior design products to our customers. That's why we're excited to announce that we have partnered with Cass Rugs and now carry over 50 collections of area rugs. These collections have multiple sizes and are very affordable and suited to all lifestyles, from casual, contemporary, and traditional to kids' collections and outdoor rugs. We have several in stock, but we can also special order with fast delivery and no freight charges. Come into our showroom today and let the creativity begin at B-Way Design and Decorating in Fairfield.
Better manage your finances with help from Trust Bank. Contact Trust Bank today to discuss the advantages of a Trust Bank traditional or Roth individual retirement account. A FDIC-insured IRA can help your money work harder as you plan for your retirement. You're invited to visit Trust Bank to learn more details about how a Trust Bank IRA can help you plan now and play later. Trust Bank, member FDIC.
On Wednesday, Wabash County Sheriff's deputies executed a search warrant on a 2015 Coachman brand camper at 11791 East 960 Lane in Mount Carmel. Now, inside that camper, the Sheriff's Department found three suspects who were taken into custody. They have been identified as Tyler L. Wade, 22, and Mary A. Cessna, 21. They're both from Mount Carmel, and Dakota W. P. Dent, age 18, of Oakland City, Indiana. Now, these three suspects are facing multiple drug-related charges and have been lodged in the Wabash County Jail pending the filing of formal charges and setting of bond. Deputies say that a number of items of drug paraphernalia were found inside the camper, along with 56.8 grams of marijuana and some crystal methamphetamine. The Wabash County Sheriff's Department has seized that 2015 Coachman camper while executing their search warrant. The investigation's ongoing, police said, and more arrests are anticipated. Mount Carmel City Police assisted in that case. Phyllis Shoulders, 29, of Harrisburg, has been sentenced to 2 years in prison after pleading guilty in Hamilton County Circuit Court to a charge of unlawful possession of methamphetamine. Shoulders was a passenger in a car that was pulled over for a traffic infraction. In her purse, Shoulders had a hypodermic syringe that tested positive for methamphetamine. Amanda S. Huff, 28, of Albion, has been sentenced to 1 year in prison after pleading guilty in White County Circuit Court to a charge of being in possession of a controlled substance, a Class 4 felony. She was also found guilty of driving revoked, a Class A misdemeanor. White County State's Attorney Denton Aud says the misdemeanor charge of possession of a drug paraphernalia, hypodermic syringe, and cannabis were dismissed as part of the plea agreement. Grayville City Police investigated that case. Two former Fairfield Memorial Hospital employees have been given a plea deal in connection with a drug prescription forgery case filed last year. Brian Mitchell, 44, of Fairfield, and Melissa Crumrick, 45, of Louisville, had originally been charged with a Class 3 felony count of forgery for altering a document and a Class 4 felony of possession of a blank prescription. On Wednesday, both entered a negotiated guilty plea to a Class A misdemeanor charge of possession of a prescription without a prescriber. In return for the guilty plea, both were put on 2 years of court supervision and ordered to pay $992 in fines, fees, and court costs. And according to court records, the $1,000 cash bond that each put up in the case has already been applied to their fines and fees. At the time of their arrest in June of last year, investigators alleged that Mitchell was in possession of a counterfeit prescription form for the diet pill Fentermin. In the case against Crumrick, she was accused of forging a prescription for the same drug. The case against Mitchell and Crumrick was prosecuted by a representative of the Illinois Appellate Prosecutor's Office. WFIW News Time 7:21.
Introducing Brighton's Nature Wisdom necklaces at Carnaby Square. An elephant, turtle, owl, and hummingbird adorn the front of these rectangular or tear-shaped pendants, while on the back reads Wise Advice. Just $42 and a great grad gift at Carnaby Square. Spend $50 at the Charm Bar this week at Carnaby and get a free limited edition patriotic Woodstock bracelet. Plus see new multiples, groups, and much more in the windows at Carnaby Square in downtown Fairfield. Move your feet and dance to the beat at Tequila Sheila's in Grayville. Tequila Sheila's brings live music to Grayville every Saturday night, and there's never a cover charge. And always ice-cold beer bucket bargains, $10 pizzas, a summer sandwich menu with brats for $3.50 and cheeseburgers for $4, and drink specials. Enjoy $1.50 Long Neck Mondays, free pool Wednesdays, free jukebox Thursdays and Fridays, 5 video gaming machines, and live music on Saturday nights in the good, clean, fun atmosphere of Tequila Sheila's in Grayville.
Cody S. Rush, 23, of Fairfield, was arrested Wednesday afternoon on a charge of harassment by electronic means. Cody Rush is accused of sending threatening text messages to two individuals, one a juvenile that lives out of state, bond, $150 cash. Keith M. Kopak, 39, of Gary, Indiana, was arrested Monday by Fairfield City Police on a charge of vehicle theft. Kopak is accused of stealing a pickup truck from Bullard's Produce in Fairfield Sunday. City police say Kopak was arrested in Mount Vernon Monday as he tried to board a bus to leave the area. He's been returned to Fairfield and lodged in the county jail. Donald R. Kane, 56, of Reinerd, was arrested Wednesday on a failure to appear warrant out of Richland County. Carmi City Police report the arrest of 30-year-old Andrew L. McCauley of 9th Street in Carmi on a charge of driving on a revoked license. Police spotted McCauley on a motorcycle and knew his license was revoked. During their investigation, police discovered McCauley was in possession of two glass pipes containing residue, a hypodermic syringe with liquid, and a plastic container containing suspected methamphetamine. McCauley's been jailed on multiple drug charges, as well as driving revoked, driving with no insurance, and failure to register a vehicle after sale. Daniel R. Guffey III, 26, of Fackney Street in Carmi, was arrested at Danny's Pool Room in Carmi on a failure to appear warrant. Carmi City Police say his bond was $575 cash. A 26-year-old Chicago man already in custody for aggravated arson in connection with a fatal Mount Vernon fire back in June of last year, that is, has now been indicted on two counts of first-degree murder. A Jefferson County grand jury returned both counts against Stephen Murphy in connection with the death of 47-year-old Tamara Malin at a home at 301 Harrison Street. Circuit Judge Jerry Kreisel set bond on the murder case at $1 million. The suspect had been in custody in lieu of a $250,000 bond since being charged with the Class X offense of aggravated arson and residential arson. Murphy was advised of the new charges and possible penalties during a hearing yesterday. He's being represented by court-appointed attorney Matt Vaughn of Fairfield, and arraignment on the new charges is scheduled now for May 24th at 2:30 p.m. Mount Vernon firefighters say they found heavy fire showing from the residence upon their arrival, and Ms. Malin was found about 5 feet from the front door of her home. The Illinois Senate has approved a measure allowing automatic voter registration in Illinois. The chamber advanced the proposal on a vote of 42-16 yesterday. Backers say they looked at similar laws in states like Oregon when crafting the Illinois proposal. It gives election officials data from 5 state agencies to automatically register eligible voters unless they opt out. Proponents, including voting rights advocates, who say it'd improve access and update voter files before November. Opponents, including some Republican lawmakers, worry about potential vote fraud. Also, the Illinois State Board of Elections opposes the proposal over concerns of cost and difficulty of implementation. Estimates on how many voters have been varying. The Illinois Campaign for Political Reform has previously estimated there are 2.6 million eligible but unregistered voters in Illinois. Well, the Fairfield Swimming Pool will officially open 1 week from Sunday, May the 29th. The 2016 pool rates are $3 for regular admission. That's an individual admission. Punch card for 6 swims, $15. Private party, $150. Private party without the baby pool, $125. A lap pass, $25. An individual pass, $60. Family pass for up to five immediate family members, $150, plus $35 for any additional member. And a swim team pass is $25. The 2016 pool hours, 1 to 5 and 6 to 8 Monday through Friday, and 1 to 5 Saturday and Sunday. Lap swims early in the morning till 7:30 a.m. and then again from 5 till 6. Red Cross public lessons Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. the weeks of June 13th, 20th, and 23rd, and July 11th, 18th, and 25th for $10 a week. You can register for these swim lessons in person at the pool. Over 150 quilts have been entered in the White County Historical Society's quilt show, 200 Years of Binding History. The quilt show will be held on Friday, May 27th, a week from today, and again on Saturday, the 28th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the historic First Presbyterian Church on First Street in Carmine. There is a $5 charge to attend, which will include a booklet of quilt descriptions. Many styles of quilts will be on display. The Historical Society hopes the public will enjoy this contribution to the bicentennial events of the Memorial Day weekend. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil prices fell a bit yesterday. Local refineries dropped their offering 25 cents per barrel. Today they're paying $41 even for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area death, 93-year-old Sisney resident Pansy C. Fathery died Wednesday at Flora Rehab and Healthcare in Flora. She was a homemaker and member of the Brush Creek Reorganized Latter-day Saints Church. Survivors include a son, Wayne, and wife, Eddie Fathery of Flora, 2 grandchildren and 2 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Pansy Fathery will be 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Brush Creek Community of Christ Church at Zenith, with burial in Harrell Cemetery. Visitation will be 10 o'clock Saturday morning until the time of service at the church. The Hosselton Funeral Home of Sisney is in charge of the arrangements. A celebration of life service for Clyde Williamson, 68, of Albion, will be 1:30 Saturday at the Lutheran Church on Market Street in Mount Carmel, with a graveside service later at Graceland Cemetery in Albion. Memorials may be made to the Zion Lutheran Church in Mount Carmel. The Ingram Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of the arrangements. And a memorial service for Daniel Gene Reed, 73, of Macedonia, will be 2 o'clock Sunday at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be 12 noon Sunday till the time of service at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials may be made to the Brownsville School. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. WFIW News Time, 729.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital Skilled Care Unit is a skilled facility that provides a bridge of care between your medical surgical hospital stay and returning to your home when further skilled nursing care is desired. We provide compassionate care tailored to our residents' needs. As a 5-star facility, Fairfield Memorial Hospital Skilled Care Unit doesn't underestimate the power of touch, smiles, kind words, or small acts of caring. We are a team of nurses, social services, and activity directors, pharmacists, and therapists who provide coordinated care to help our residents return home quickly. In addition to providing bridge care from hospital to home, we also offer private pay, long-term care, and end-of-life care when beds are available. To learn more about the referral process, call me, Carol Ann Greenwood, Fairfield Memorial Hospital Skilled Care Unit Director at 847-8328. My team would be honored to care for you or your loved one.
Here's a look at local scores and sports from the Alex Atwood Country Financial Sports Desk. Yesterday in high school softball, that Class 1A Wayne City Regional, Wayne City knocked off Odin 2-1. Claire Miller, the winning pitcher for the Lady Indians, she threw another no-hitter. High school baseball yesterday, a bunch of doubleheaders and games getting able to get played. Edwards County beat Wayne City in the Edwards County Regional 22-6. It was Red Hill over Weber 10-0. Up at Oblong, the Class 1A Regional, Casey Westfield beat Sisney 8-2. At the Hamilton County Regional, Class 2A, it was Carmi over Fairfield 17-0, and West Frankfort beat Hamilton County 6-5. Looking at the local schedule for today, not much locally. Arizona is at St. Louis, the Diamondbacks at the Cardinals. Patrick Corbin on the mound for the Diamondbacks versus Carlos Martinez, El Loco Guayo, for the Cardinals. First pitch at 7:15. Listen tonight as the Cardinals take on the Diamondbacks at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. Our broadcast begins at 6:20 on WOKZ 105.9 FM. Looking at national scores from last night, St. Louis beat Colorado in the National League 13-7. It was Milwaukee over the Cubs 5-3. Pittsburgh beat Atlanta 8-2. Washington over the Mets 9-1. And San Francisco beat San Diego 3-1. In the American League, the Chicago White Sox beat Houston 2-1. It was Seattle over Baltimore 7-2. Toronto beat Minnesota 3-2 in 11 innings. It was the Yankees over Oakland 4-1. In interleague play, Cleveland beat Cincinnati 7-2, and the LA Angels beat the Dodgers 7-4. In the NBA playoffs last night, Cleveland continues to roll. They beat Toronto 108-89. They lead that series now 2-0. And in the NHL playoffs last night, San Jose shut out St. Louis 2 games in a row now. 3-0 last night. The Sharks now lead the Blues in that series 2-1.
And that is time to check the WFIW weather forecast. 40% chance of rain this morning. High of 65, slight chance of rain tonight. Low 53, sunny Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. High of 72 Saturday, 76 Sunday, and 80 on Monday. Then a slight chance of showers next Tuesday, high of around 80. 74 the high yesterday, 53 the low this morning, 0.03 of an inch of rain here at the studios of WFIW this morning, and at 7:33 under cloudy skies and just a little bit of drizzle out there, it's 56. For news, it's online anytime you're online. Go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.